Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, we're going to go back to a very famous date, really, September 30th of 1999. And fans, why this one is important, it's the last game ever the Giants are going to play at Candlestick Park.
And now the Giants take the field. And as you would expect, the people here at Candlestick, it's a full house. Feet.
Appropriately, it's the Dodgers. It is game three of a six-game homestand now. It started with Arizona. Giants lost all three to Arizona. How about this? 48,000, 40,000, 40,000 at the first three. Dodgers come in, 34,000. Giants lose. Finally, Levon Hernandez pitches them to a win, 47,000. And this is the last game. 61,389 to see Sean Estes match up against Jeff Williams. Now, both the Dodgers and Giants are out of it as far as the race is concerned, but this is the last game at Candlestick Park.
Marty, let's face it, Candlestick was kind of a dump toward the end, but it was our dump. I think we'll all agree on that. And those crowds you mentioned bears that out. So many people wanted to go to Candlestick one last time to rekindle their old memories, preserve their old memories. And I think Dave Righetti said it best. He thought it was the greatest place in the world when he was a kid because it was where the Giants played. And that really sums it up. Wasn't much of a game, but it was quite a day.
Well, I remember it well. You're right, it wasn't much of a game. The Dodgers are the opponents. Let's give you the lineups for the last game at Candlestick. For the Dodgers, it's Young, Grudzielanek, Sheffield, Karros, Mondesi, White, Beltre, and Laduca, and Jeff Williams pitching. For the Giants in that last lineup, Marvin Bernard, Bill Miller, Bonds, Kent, Ellis Burks, JT Snow, Rich Aurelia, Brent Maine, and Sean Estes. So this is the way it goes. Giants first. Marvin Bernard, he's going to play a role in this one. He gets a home run.
And Bernard hits one to left field. And it's way back. Far back. Tell it bye-bye, baby!
They wanted to get the crowd into the game early. Bingo! A fastball right out over the plate, right at the belt. And Marvin knows just what to do with it. Puts a good swing on it, gets backspin on it, and rides it right out of here the opposite way. And now the curtain call.
The 16th of the year, Giants are up 1-0. But the Dodgers are hitting today. Second inning, Young and Grudzielanek get RBIs. Dodgers up 2-1. Giants third, they tie it up. A double for Sean Estes, and Bill Miller knocks him in, 2-2. The Dodger fourth, though, Mondesi, Grudzielanek, and White, RBIs. Dodgers are up 4-2. Now, the last scores for the Giants come in the fifth inning, and the Dodgers are well in hand in this game. For the Giants, Aurelia gets a base hit. Brent Maine gets a walk. Jake Cannizzaro, remember him, gets a single to load the bases. Marvin Bernard, another hit, makes it 5-3. Kent walks in a run, makes it 5-4. So we go to the ninth inning. The Giants are now down 9-4. Sean Estes is gone. 3 2/3 innings for the lefty. 8 hits, 5 runs, 6 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And this is the way Candlestick ends for the Giants. JT Snow pops up to short. Aurelia, a base hit. Ramon Martinez, a base hit. Mirabelli strikes out. And here comes Marvin Bernard, the last batter at Candlestick. He grounds out to Karros.
And the fans are on their feet. Here's the pitch. Bernard hits it on the ground to Karros. Eric Karros will go to the bag, and that's the ball game.
And the Dodgers win the game 9-4. 9-15-0 for the Dodgers. For the Giants, they scored 4 runs in the game in their last game at Candlestick Park.
You know, it wasn't surprising to see Marvin Bernard hit one out that day. It was a very warm day, as any of us who were there would recall. Candlestick remained Candlestick to the very end. It was a day game, and it was hot, and the wind wasn't blowing. Candlestick often could be a bandbox, not the pitcher's park it often was. I attended that game, and I remember Marvin's home run. That was just a line drive that cleared that left field fence. Sean Estes, by the way, was bitterly disappointed that he absorbed the defeat in this game. He really wanted to pitch well in the final game at Candlestick, and it just bothered him that he couldn't come through.
Well, I remember after the game, there was a big celebration on the field, and then they flew the home plate. Remember, they dug home plate up and by helicopter, brought it down to what was going to become, what was it in those days? I don't know, AT&T or Pac Bell or Oracle Park, whatever it was called in those days, but they flew home plate down there.
Yes, and Willie Mays, fittingly, maybe the greatest player of all time, certainly the greatest player in Giants history, threw the ceremonial last pitch at Candlestick Park. And Lon Simmons, one last time, said, I remember at the behest of John Miller, Lon said, I guess you can just say you can tell it goodbye. A great way for the Giants to end their 40-year tenure at Candlestick Park.
Well, that's the way it ended on September 30th, 1999. For the season, Barry Bonds, 262, 389 on base, 617 slugging, 34 homers, 83 RBIs. Only 102 games. He only was intentionally walked nine times. They hadn't figured it out yet. Marvin Bernard, 290 on the year, 359 on base, 457 slugging for him, and that is what he did. For Sean Estes, he went 11-11 on the year with a 492 earned run average. As I said, Arizona wins the division over the Giants by 14. And by the way, Chris, the Giants went on to Colorado to end the season, and they won 2 of 3. But on this final homestand, the final day, September 30th, 1999, they fall to the Dodgers 9-4. And that's another great game in Giants franchise history.